We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parry Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, what if I thought I knew you? Really, what's it to you? Yes, so what if I was looking at you?
Grizzlies! Schedule was released yesterday, opening inside FedEx Forum against the New York Knicks. And the sideline reporter and the pre- and post-game host for Grizzlies broadcast is, of course, the great Rob Fisher, and he joins me now. Hey, Rob Fisher, it's GP. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you, Gary?
I'm perfect. I working a little more than I'd like throughout the summer, but whatever. I'm happy to be employed. How's your summer been?
It's been good, and I was just thinking of you. My last basketball trip was in Minneapolis, and for the playoffs, and I had a chance to meet Wally Szczerbiak, your good friend, at the hotel, and I went up, introduced myself, and I told him, I said, I'm a friend of Gary Parish. And I told him, and he was really cool. And I was like, oh, great, he's going to go to Gary. He goes, some dude came up to me, I don't even know who it was, and he was a very, I've heard you talk about him many times, one of the pleasant people in basketball, definitely, is Wally Szczerbiak. He was really cool and really nice to chat with.
He's a great guy, like a genuinely down-to-earth, great guy who I have like truly become friends with over the years. Like, you know, I was texting with him as recently as yesterday. Sometimes, and you know how it is, you're around these basketball players who are just professional athletes who have made, you know, more than $100 million, and sometimes they carry themselves like somebody who has made more than $100 million.
That's
and
right.
And Wally is just the opposite. If you didn't know, if you couldn't look up that he made more than $100 million playing basketball, you wouldn't know it just by hanging out with him. He's a down to earth great guy.
Yeah, absolutely. A really cool dude. That was a cool moment for him when they introduced him there at Target Center, and the crowd just went bananas. I mean, he's loved in Minnesota, and it was a pretty neat moment for him.
Oh, a few years ago, the Final Four was in Minneapolis, and Katy Perry was playing a free show. It was like for Turner, CBS. The tickets weren't for sale. You just had to, right. It was a private concert, but it was Katy Perry. It's a big deal. And so me and Wally and a few other people went together, and just walking from the hotel to a Katy Perry concert with Wally Szczerbiak in Minneapolis, you would have thought I was walking with Prince. You know, he got stopped to take a picture every four steps. It was quite an experience. Good for his ego, quite an experience.
Yeah. Absolutely. But I'm sure he took every one of them for the people.
Absolutely. I'm talking to Rob Fisher here. He is the Grizzly sideline reporter. Schedule release yesterday. Just your broad takeaways. I think the most notable thing is obvious, that they're going to be on either ABC, ESPN, or TNT 18 different times, which is obviously a franchise record.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, it's like what we saw in New Orleans last year, and the hope with New Orleans and how many times they were put on TV, and that ended up being a disaster. But they've kind of flipped now, and now it's the Grizzlies, and the Grizzlies are proving themselves, and they're going to find themselves on national TV. I mean, that's what comes with winning. That's what comes with having a superstar, and the Grizzlies have both. And because of it, they're going to be on national TV 18 times, 28 if you count the 10 from NBA TV as well. Now, that's great news, except for us broadcasters, because they're taking money out of our pocket is one of the problems here. But, yeah, so we're going to be bumped a few games this year, but that's all right. I mean, I'd rather be bumped a few games and have a successful team than not be bumped a few games and be in the lottery every single year. So I'm cool with it. I'm excited about it. I'm glad they're playing on Christmas. I'm glad the MLK game is at 5 o'clock and it's on TNT. It's a premiere time. I'm glad that they're playing home games on TNT and on ESPN. I'm glad that the rivalries with Golden State are both on national TV. Lakers games on national TV. I mean, the Minnesota games are both on TV. I mean, these games are marquee games. And I think one thing I learned from the schedule and looking at the TV, a lot of these opponents that are going to be on TV, Grizzlies aren't going to be, they're going to be hunted now. They've gone from the hunter to the hunted, and they're not going to sneak up on anybody. And it's going to be a big game for a lot of these opponents because they're going to be on the spotlight on national TV going against Ja. So, Grizzlies have arrived, and they're going to have to prepare for themselves knowing that they're going to be games are just going to have a little more intensity because guys seem to get up when games are on national TV and that light shines a little bit brighter.
So, obviously, the Christmas night game in primetime against the Warriors, that will be on ABC. Will you guys carry that game too or no?
No, when ABC, we're blocked out when ABC has a game. How it works is ABC, if they're doing it, you're out, basically. Gotcha. And then the TNT games, there are a certain number of games that TNT can have exclusivity. And then after they reach that number, and they go over that number this year, once they reach that number, we can do games alongside with them. And I'll tell you now, one of them that we're going to do alongside with TNT is going to be MLK Day. They've allowed us to do that in the past, whether it was on TNT or whatever channel it was on. They've allowed us to do it because of what it means to Memphis, and we're carrying the symposium and everything, so they've allowed us to do it in the past. But I imagine that'll be the game that we go alongside TNT this year. So it could be eight games that we get bumped this year. And I think last year we were bumped maybe when it was all said and done because there were some picked up at the end of the year, maybe five. So it's not too bad.
Well, I know you like to work, and I know you'd love to be in the building for that Warriors-Grizzlies game on Christmas, but the other side of it is, you're going to go anyway.
I mean, it's a four-game road trip.
Oh, okay. I forget. So, yeah, you're already going to be out there. It's interesting. As you're talking through this, I know some of the guys that work on the Mets broadcast, and we were out in Anaheim, and I was talking to Steve Gelbs, who is the field reporter on SNY broadcast for the Mets, and he was like, we're here, but Friday night was we were at the Saturday game, and SNY was doing the Saturday game, but on Friday night, it was Apple TV Plus, they got bumped, and on Sunday, it was ESPN Sunday Night Baseball, they got bumped, so the whole crew was there because they had just been in San Diego, and now they were in Anaheim, but the point Steve was making was like, dude, I'm here for like 4 days, but we're doing one game because Apple TV Plus bumps us and Sunday Night Baseball bumps us, but we got to stay here. So that's the same thing you're running into.
Yeah, and it's not that terrible considering the accommodations that these professional teams put in. Pretty good deal. Pretty good deal. The worst thing for me personally with the schedule this year is all of February I will not make one road trip. There are only three road games that month, but they're at Cleveland, single game on TNT. Won't make it. At Boston, Super Bowl Sunday on ABC. Won't be on that broadcast. And then at Philadelphia on TNT on the 23rd. Those are the only three road games, and all three of them on TNT or ABC. So I won't be traveling for an entire month, and I will miss going to Boston, which is one of my favorite cities.
What is your favorite city? At this point, you've been everywhere. You're a frequent flyer and been to every major city in this country. Where do you enjoy spending time most while recognizing you're there to work and it's mostly work?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time to really play when we're on these trips because you get in late and then, you prepare for the game and then you got the game. And a lot of times if you do have a day off, it's generally, after 5 o'clock. So you have a night and you go get dinner, and all of a sudden you're tired and you want to go to bed. So it's not a lot of time to play. But my favorite city to be in is San Francisco. And when we're there usually a couple of days, 2 or 3 days. And so it's one of the best hotels in the league. It's where Kanye and Kim stayed when they got engaged, you know, up there at Oracle Park. Yeah, they stayed there. And so that's probably my favorite place because the food is amazing and just going around town is awesome. The shopping, I mean, everything's awesome in San Francisco. And, you know, then the usual suspects are all great. Chicago, New York, you know, the weather with Phoenix and Los Angeles is fun. So, I mean, you when you go so many times, you kind of find things to do in every city. But if I had to pick one, San Francisco is probably my favorite.
Yeah, our days of playing too hard are probably done. I can remember when I was a young beat writer at the Commercial Appeal, and you were new to town working in radio, and you would do some trips. I remember one time we went to St. Louis, and we were young enough to play deep into the night that night, but I don't think we do that anymore.
No, and man, you know, having my running partner and Eric Hasseltine, we've been doing this for a long time. Times have changed. I mean, we both have kids. Yeah. We're on the phone with them while we're at the bar, and then all of a sudden it's like 10 o'clock, and we look at each other. We're like, well, after this game, I guess we'll go home. I mean, yeah, it's a little different. I realized how old I was after being out a year with COVID. I came back from that. I couldn't read my tab anymore at the bar. My eyes have gone bad. I couldn't stay up late anymore. Times have changed.
I'm talking to Rob Fischer from Grind City Media, Memphis Grizzlies sideline reporter. He's on Twitter at The Fish Nation. Let's talk about the actual basketball team. Obviously, mm-hmm. It's been an interesting offseason. Lose Kyle Anderson, lose DeAnthony Melton, or trade DeAnthony Melton. Keep Tyus Jones, add 4 rookies. What do you make of the offseason the Grizzlies have had to date?
I was surprised with the draft. I mean, I was telling anybody who would listen that I would be stunned if the Grizzlies took 3 players in the draft. I guess technically I was right because they took 4.
Right.
But that surprised me because, you know, that's a lot of guys who are kind of on the end of your bench that you probably don't expect a lot from. And then you throw in the guys that you already have who are on the end of your bench that you probably don't expect a lot from. And now all of a sudden you have, you know, you're looking maybe 7 guys who maybe you're not going to get a lot of huge production from. And I wonder, okay, if you're a contender, is that too many? But I think running it back was worst case scenario. And I think it's fine because the bottom line is your core's got to stay healthy. And unfortunately, you've already run into a problem with Jaren Jackson Jr., but I've never heard Zach Kleiman be more optimistic about someone coming back from an injury. And Jaren's been very optimistic and has thrown a lot of things out on social media about how great it feels. So maybe that won't be a long-term problem for the Grizzlies. Hopefully he'll be back. I would, you know, you'd hope at least by December 1st. So in the early part of the schedule is very manageable as well. So I think they can withstand that. And if Jaren's back by December 1st, you know, staying healthy from there on out, Jaren's got to be in the lineup. They're a different team when he plays. Ja, I want to get, you know, 70 games from Ja. I want to get 70 games from Dylan Brooks. If you can tell me that Dylan and Ja will have 70 games and Jaren can be around 60 with the games he's going to miss, I like our chances. And Desmond Bane, throw him in there as well. I mean, I didn't throw him in there because he hasn't had any injury problems. But those 3 guys are the 3 need to stay healthy. And if they play 65 to 70 games, you're a better team already than what you were last year. And let's remember last year, this team started the season off. They were a 500 team 20 games into the season. A quarter of the way in, they were a 500 team. And that's when they took off. I think they can be better than that in their first 20 this year based on the schedule, even with Jaren out. And then if everybody's healthy and you got home games at the back part of your schedule, that I think the Grizzlies will be just fine. I think running it back is fine and makes them a contender this season. And, you know, the front office just – could something else happen before the season starts? It wouldn't shock me because they don't shock me anymore, but because of the aggressiveness that they've been able to show.
DeAnthony Melton averaged roughly 23 minutes per game last season. Kyle Anderson was at 22. A little less than that, actually, but right around 22. Somebody's got to eat up those minutes. Where do you think they go?
Yeah. Well, John Conchar is going to get a lot, or he'll get the opportunity at least to get a lot of them. You know, Taylor Jenkins has said from day one, you know, you'll earn your minutes. And John Conchar, up to this point, has earned the opportunity to get those minutes. Now I think one of the biggest things to watch is John Conchar and the productivity that you get from him in 7 minutes. When he comes out there and he plays 7 minutes and he gives you 6 boards and 4 points and a couple of steals, and you're like, wow, this guy's unbelievable. All right, what happens now when he gets 18 minutes, 17 minutes? Can he sustain that? Can he continue to play at that level of aggressiveness and continue to, those numbers to increase along with the minutes that he's going to be playing? That's a huge question. I mean, right now you look at the depth chart, he's on that second unit, firmly planted in that second unit. So he's going to have to show that he can do it when being played a significant amount of minutes per night, that he can be productive. And if not, you know, what's going to happen with these rookies? What are they going to be able to show? How much time are they going to be able to get? I would imagine between the four of them, you're going to see minutes from those guys. You know, who's ready out of camp? Who can fill a need out of camp? Those are a lot of things that will be answered in camp, but they're going to have to play. You know, Santi Aldama's going to have to play. Killian Tilly's going to have to play. So, I mean, in whoever plays and earns those minutes, those are the guys that will get it.
Wrapping up here with Rob Fisher, sideline reporter on Grizzlies broadcast, obviously a member of Grind City Media. Last thing before I let you go, away from the Grizzlies, there are major NBA stories that are sort of in a holding pattern. Kevin Durant has not been moved from Brooklyn. Kyrie Irving is still a Brooklyn Net. Donovan Mitchell is still a member of the Utah Jazz. Russell Westbrook is still a member of the L.A. Lakers. Do you expect any of these players are going to be moved? You followed this league very closely before training camp opens. Are they all going to end up reporting to training camp exactly where they're at right now?
I think something big will happen before the season starts. You know, going back to when James Harden was traded from Oklahoma City to Houston, it shocked the NBA. It shocked everybody because it happened just prior to the season getting underway, right in the middle of camp. And that generally didn't happen. But we've seen more of that now over the last few years, where we've seen trades happen either right before the season starts or we've seen it right after the season starts. Harden's been involved in a couple of them. So I think teams will find what they have in camp and might get a little desperate. I mean, if things are so miserable in Brooklyn, you know, maybe you got to do something when you're going through camp. And the players hate the coach, and the coach hates the players, and the players hate each other, and Kyrie's, you know, smoking sage. I mean, just weird stuff is happening that maybe you just get desperate and make a move. It seems like Utah is wanting to tank. So, and it, you know, according to reports, the talks have opened up with the Knicks again. I think if I had to guess on anybody being moved, Donovan Mitchell would be the one, just because it doesn't make sense for Utah to even keep him at this point. So that's the one that I would think will happen before the season starts. The other ones may heat up as we get closer to opening night.
That is Rob Fisher, Memphis Grizzlies sideline reporter, pre- and post-game on Grizzlies broadcast. He's over at Grind City Media as well. You can follow him on Twitter at TheFishNation. Rob, always appreciate your time, buddy. Can't wait to see you again.
GP, always a pleasure, man. Anytime.
Take care. That's Rob Fisher, Grind City Media, sideline reporter, Memphis Grizzlies broadcast. When we come back, some Memphis basketball developments earlier today. Jason Munns at the Commercial Appeal reporting on Penny Hardaway's staff. We'll get into that next. You're listening to The Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand.
track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's up?
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Perry Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Off the hill with the mean view. Nice house. If you look out, you can see some eagles and a few yachts. Got a roommate. He won't move out. If he won't smoke, he the cool out. And he drilled. Got the tool out. It's the Wolf Gang. Brooklyn Zoo out.
Couple of Memphis basketball developments from today. One, Jason Munn's reporting that Hall of Fame coach Larry Brown is returning to Penny Hardaway's staff in an undetermined role. Bennett, you surprised Larry Brown's coming back? Because it doesn't appear he's going to be an assistant coach who's actually recruiting and doing on-the-court work.
Am I surprised he's coming back? I think so, yeah. A little bit. Are you surprised?
On one hand, I can argue this both ways. On one hand, I'd be surprised because Larry Brown essentially being, and I know nobody would ever frame it this way, but like in terms of status of jobs, he's been demoted.
Yeah.
When you're an assistant coach that recruits and works on the court, and now you're not going to be that is technically speaking a demotion. Now, this one is understandable in the sense that Larry Brown's about to be 82 years old. And like can he really be out on the road grinding it in recruiting the way that let's just be frank, a younger person could. So that's a totally understandable explanation there. So am I surprised Larry Brown is back in a reduced role? A little bit. But I'm not surprised in the sense that he loves being in a basketball gym.
Yeah, that's a good point. And you know, him and Penny are clearly close. Like, they have a good relationship, it seems like.
There are some of these coaches around the country who, you know, they love the games. They love the fame. They love the money. Sure, they like being in the gym, you know, individual workouts and practice. But, you know, they like the other stuff just as much, if not more. And then there's some other guys who just love being in the gym. High school gym, junior college gym, whether they're making $8 million a year or $80,000 a year or $35,000 a year, they still want to be in the gym. At whatever level they could be in the gym, they want to be in the gym working. I remember, you know, in that time where Rick Pitino was out of coaching for a little while after the scandal at Louisville, before he got the job first in Greece and then with oh my God, where's Rick Pitino coaching right now?
I thought starts with the I.
I was going to say
Iona.
Iona. Okay. I don't know why I forgot that. Rick Pitino.
You're the college basketball expert, GP.
I know. I had Iona in my head, and then for some reason it didn't sound right. I don't know.
Maybe it's still weird in fairness.
Maybe I'm the one that's getting old, not Larry Brown. So I remember talking to Rick, and he said, "You know, he said, you know what I miss more than anything." And I said, "What's that?" He says, "Not the games. I like the games. I don't miss the games." He said, "I don't miss the putting on a suit and being on TV. I don't miss the interviews. I don't miss the competition that much." He said, "I miss the individual workouts. I miss getting up and going to the gym and taking a group of four guys and trying to make them better. That's the part he missed," which is why he's coaching at Iona now.
Sure,
Rick,
yeah.
Rick Pitino's got so much money that he could easily retire. You know, he had a mansion down in Miami, just a, you know, incredible home down there. He could be down there on the beach with all his friends in Miami, living out the rest of his life. Instead, he's coaching in the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference. You want to know why? Because he just likes coaching basketball. He just loves being around it. He loves, you know, some college coaches, head coaches, they'll, you know, it's like, yeah, we got individual workouts tomorrow, you know, but the assistants are going to handle this group. And then I'll work with this group. And they don't take it all. Rick always, as he told the story, he's in every individual workout. every off season, anything that went on in the gym with his program, he was going to be there because he would genuinely rather be in a basketball gym teaching basketball to young people, regardless of the level. He'd rather be doing that than literally anything else. And I think Larry Brown is cut from that same cloth. When you, if you remember when he resigned abruptly at SMU, I remember talking because he did that while we were at Peach Jam. It was a big story because it was like Larry Brown just resigned and all these coaches are in the gym. So that was the thing everybody was talking about. And I was sitting with one of Larry's close friends. I don't want to name the person, but sitting with somebody who's close with Larry. And I said, so what do you make of this? Like, where'd this come from? And this person who knows Larry well said, the thing with that Larry might not understand about this is that he has famously walked away from teams and things all the time because he always knew a next opportunity was going to be there. And that, okay, I don't want this job anymore. I'll just get another job. I don't want this job anymore, but I'll get another job. And this person said, the next job's not going to be there for him. Like, he walks away from this one, that next job that's always been there, because he's Larry Brown, a basketball genius, that next job's not going to be there. And then he's going to get bored not being a basketball coach, and he's not going to know what to do with himself. That was what one of his good friends told me the day he resigned at SMU. He thinks the next job's going to be there. It's not. And he might think, well, like, I can just not coach basketball anymore. I've made all the money. I don't have to keep doing this. But he is so conditioned to be a basketball coach that he's not going to be able to stand it, not being a basketball coach. Like, think of Chris Mack at Louisville. Complete opposite. Complete opposite. When Chris got fired or, you know, reached a resignation settlement with Louisville last year, I talked to him shortly after that. And, I've known Chris for a long time since he was an assistant coach. So I was kind of talking to him, like trying to, you know, pep him up a little bit. You know, it must be difficult to get forced out in a very high-profile way that he was. So I was like, hey, listen, man, if you're feeling down, go look at your Wikipedia page. Like, you've accomplished a lot of things in this profession. And just as soon as you want to get back in, you'll get back in. And you know what he said?
Mm.
I don't think I want to. He's like, I really might be done. It's not. I'm not enjoying. It has not been enjoyable for me, and I've made enough money. I don't have to work anymore, and so I can really just play golf, take my kids to school, spend time with them, and I really don't like coaching. It hasn't been fun. I enjoy winning and accomplishing things and making millions of dollars, but it is not it's not a thing that I enjoy anymore, and so I'm not certain I'll ever coach again. I might coach like my kids' basketball team, but I don't think I'll ever coach college basketball again because it just wasn't fun anymore. I didn't enjoy it. Didn't like being in the gym. Didn't like doing the games. And Larry Brown's the opposite of that. So again, these people come from different worlds and they approach it different mm-hmm. ways. But if you're looking for the best explanation for why Larry Brown is going to come back to Memphis at the age of 82, he's about to turn 82, and be a member of Penny Hardaway's staff, even if he's not a full-time assistant in a traditional way, it's because what are his options? To not be a basketball coach somewhere? If so, that's not something he enjoys, is my understanding of Larry. And so you'll see him back in that practice facility over on the Memphis campus, it appears, again real, real soon. Be back with dinner to go.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station on the free Odyssey app. Download it now on your phone. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
You know him from TV, your favorite comedian from Staten Island, Joe Gatto. A night of comedy, Sunday, September 11th at the Orpheum Theater. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss this one-night special event, Joe Gatto's Night of Comedy.
Sheldon. We've worked together for over 20 years, and we have sold a lot of homes in that time.
That's right. I'm Sheldon Rosengarten, and I'm with Melanie Simpson, and we're with Mark Spensdorf Realtors. Melanie, I've represented numerous buyers and sellers and always strive to do a good job for whomever I represent.
Sheldon, I know you do, except your golf game is horrible because you spend so much time taking care of your clients. I even heard that you tend to hit people with wayward golf shots.
Only two or three times, and they're all out of the hospital now. Like I always say, if you're thinking of selling a home, talk to two or three real estate brokers and make sure I'm one of them.
And if someone needs to fill up a foursome, don't call you?
That's right. And find out why people often say when you want the job done, call Shell Dunn.
You can reach Shell Dunn Rosengarten or me, Melanie Simpson, at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now. That's 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. And
go Tigers!
Looking for a new ride but can't seem to find the one you want? Well, we got it covered at Gossett Kia on the Pike. Take the road by storm in a 2023 Kia Seltos LX all-wheel drive SUV. Now just $245 a month. 36-month lease, $29.99 due at signing. That's $245 a month for a 2023 Kia Seltos LX. And we've got lots to choose from at Gossett Kia on the Pike. But if you don't see what you want, we'll get it ordered for you ASAP. Just pick out the one you want, and you won't pay over at Gossett Kia on the Pike. Plus, all Gossett Kias come equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today at Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike. We'll shop 24/7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
650 acquisition fee, 30,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, zero security deposit. Seltos P737-1345, MSRP 2416. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Kia. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 9/1/22, dealer stock only.
People who call QC Kinetics are pretty much fed up with joint pain.
It's to the point where it's affecting their quality of life. Maybe they can't pick up their grandchildren anymore, or golf, or play tennis, or walk with their friends.
Dr. Justin Garzone, medical director at QC Kinetics, the nation's leader in regenerative medicine, giving lasting joint pain relief with no drugs, no steroids, and no surgery.
The great thing about our therapies, there isn't any downtime. There's no side effects, so patients can get our treatment and continue on with their day-to-day life.
And Dr. Garzone speaks from experience. He had excruciating back pain and got relief at a QC Kinetics clinic.
Over a very short period of time, the pain went away completely, and I've had absolutely no symptoms or pain since my treatment.
Call QC Kinetics now for your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics 901-445-1010. That's 901-445-1010. 901-445-1010.
This is Gary Parrish, and you've heard me talk about Dr. Matty Sadeghi and his staff for years now. They run the Smile Center. It's where my whole family goes. We're fortunate. Our insurance covers it. But Dr. Matty understands not everybody is fortunate enough to have dental insurance, and that's why he's created the membership plan at the Smile Center. It's an in-office insurance plan for patients who do not have dental insurance. So if you fall under that umbrella, please get in touch with the Smile Center. Dr. Matty and his entire staff have been vaccinated, so it's a safe environment. The address is 1941 South Germantown Road in Germantown near Saddle Creek. 901-309-1333 online, smilecentermemphis.com.
Mold can make your family really sick. If you have any kind of water leak in your walls, roof, floors, anywhere, even a small one, you need to have it checked out. Make sure there's no moisture that'll grow mold. I rely on Shield Environmental Services. They respond quickly because you don't mess around with mold. They don't charge anything to do a thorough inspection, and they're locally owned, so prices are reasonable. Go to shieldenvironmentalservices.com for trusted people and local rates.
That's the sound of a crack in the ceiling found at a home inspection. But with a Realtor by your side, a newfound leak might only cause minor worries. With their expertise, a Realtor can suggest a credit at closing and even connect you to a contractor to help you shore up that leak and alleviate your worries. When it comes to cracks in your plans, the expertise of a Realtor can make all the difference. The difference between an agent and a Realtor is real. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Some people were made to follow the instructions. We were made to make our own. To always measure twice and never cut corners. Unless, of course, we've got a compound miter saw. Northern Tool and Equipment is a problem solver's paradise. There's nothing we can't find, fix, or figure out together. We're made for this. Start solving your projects today at northerntool.com.
Looking for better paying hourly work or even a new career? Millennium Search hires for the Mid-South's best companies like, well, we can't say the name, so let's just say you can climb a career ladder in these shoes. Visit jobswiththebest.com. Jobswiththebest.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Too late to set my demons straight. I know I made you wait, but how much can you take? I hope you see the God in me. I hope you can see. And if it's up, stay down from me.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. It's a second generation local agency that's been owned and operated since 1981. If you live in Tennessee, Elizabeth can help you. Mississippi, Elizabeth can help you. She's a proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics. So if you want to support a local business that supports the local athletic department, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. Do you have a great life insurance policy? If not, you need one. You wouldn't want something to unexpectedly happen to you, especially if you're the primary provider for your loved ones. And now your loved ones are in a real financial mess, having to sell cars, change homes, do other things just to get by. Unfortunately, that does happen to families every single day in this country. But it doesn't have to happen. It's avoidable and it's affordable. You can get a great life insurance policy with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. There's two locations in the Memphis area. One is in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other in Covington on Highway 51. You can reach them at 901-867-7283. 867-SAVE online, rookinsurance.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
Whole bunch of stuff, but I didn't want to circle back to Memphis basketball for a second because the Larry Brown news from Jason Munns was not the only news that was reported today. There's also a report that Penny Hardaway is actively recruiting LeBron James' son, Bronny James. We talked about this about a month ago when Penny was sitting courtside at Bronny's games on the grassroots circuit. And one of the things I said, and I don't feel strongly about this, but I do think I'd probably not recruit him.
Why is that?
Because I think it is more likely to go poorly than well. If LeBron James' son was ranked fourth in the class of 2023, an undeniable lottery talent, I would absolutely recruit him. Because he's going to come on to campus and be one of the stars of your team. But that's not what LeBron James' son is. He's a borderline top 50 prospect, four-star guy. I know he is likely to be a one-and-done player and then enter the NBA draft. But if his name was anything other than Bronny James, he would not be. If his father had not already said, if you draft my son, you're probably getting me because I want to play with my son, I don't think he'd get picked. If you were to do that draft, make every person his age draft eligible right now, I don't think he'd get picked, other than for the fact that he is LeBron James' son. Now, he's still got room to grow, and guys who are borderline top 50 prospects do sometimes actually emerge as legitimate one-and-done guys, but it's rare. And so if you're asking him to become that, you're asking him to do something that is not usually the way these things unfold. So bring this back to Memphis basketball. Is there a scenario where it goes well? Sure. He improves a lot over the next year, grows two more inches, becomes a legitimate five-star guy, and then he can be one of the best two or three players on your team. But if he comes in as just a typical borderline top 50 guy, and you're Penny Hardaway and you're actually prioritizing the transfer portal like you've said you're going to, Well, then what are the odds that a borderline top 50 prospect who's a true freshman is going to be able to play impactful minutes for you if you've got multi-year college experience players that you've brought in from the transfer portal? Probably not good. And guess what happens if Bronny James is not playing impactful minutes for you? They're on Get Up on ESPN tomorrow morning.
That's true. I mean, the all eyes on Memphis, right?
What's wrong with Bronny James? Yeah. What's wrong with Bronny James at Memphis? Did he make a mistake to go to Memphis? I mean, you can force play him if you want to, but that's the mistake you just made with Imani Bates. You tried to play him even though he wasn't good enough because he's Imani Bates and you got to play him. Well, that was a disaster. Lost the locker room, cost you some games. And to do that all over again with Bronny James could possibly be a mistake. Obviously, I can't predict the future. There's a scenario where Bronny James is great enough to star for you in his first year of college. But I think the most likely scenario is that he's not. In other words, if Penny Hardaway has a Memphis caliber roster that he's built through the transfer portal, I don't think a borderline top 50 recruit coming straight out of high school is likely to be one of the best three players on that team. And if Bronny James isn't one of the best three players on his college team, I think it becomes a distraction. You're going to have LeBron James sitting in the crowd sometime, Bronny James sitting on the bench, playing 8 minutes. How's that going to go? I just think there is more of a chance of it going poorly than a chance of it going brilliantly. And that's why I think if I were the coach, I would at the very least consider not doing it. Like, it's not worth it. This will not end well. And if it won't end well, let's not even begin it. But, again, I can't predict the future. I'm open to alternative views on that. I just think that it's something you should probably be careful with.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Are you kidding me? It's the NLE Showdown inside Truist Park down in Atlanta. Mets Braves game four, four-game series. Mets won last night's game 9-7, leading the NL East. It's back up to 4.5 games.
Yeah. We got Jacob DeGrom on the mound tonight.
You're damn right we got Jacob DeGrom on the mound tonight, making his fourth start of the season. He's 2-0 with a 1.62 ERA. What are you giggling so much about?
Well, I was going to say, like, you know, we were excited about Scherzer last night, and, man, the Mets almost let them back in that one.
Well, Scherzer was pretty good. It's just the bullpen. Probably should have let Diaz come back and throw the ninth. They went to Diaz in the eighth. He was awesome. And then they didn't want him to throw. They didn't want him to get six outs, although he did do it, you know, recently for the first time in his career. They didn't want him to get six outs, so they went to Trevor May, and Trevor May almost screwed up the whole thing.
Yeah, he did.
But Scherzer was pretty good.
Scherzer was good.
DeGrom, 2-0, 1.62 ERA. Max Fried going for Atlanta. He's 10-4, 2.60 ERA. Let me get you some numbers. The Mets are minus 131. Max Fried plus 121. The total is only 6.5. What are you thinking?
I just don't think you can bet against DeGrom. You can't.
You cannot bet against
DeGrom. That's irresponsible betting.
That is irresponsible. He is literally the greatest pitcher in the world.
Yeah.
And you're only having to lay 131 with the best pitcher in the world? Hold up. Hold up a second. Let me make sure you understand what we're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the first place team in the NL East.
Yep.
With the greatest pitcher in the world on the mound. And all you got to do is lay 131?
Think you got to do it?
I think you got to do it as much as you can do it.
Yep.
This has got Max Bet written all over it.
Yep. LGM, man.
This has got Max Bet written all over it. LGM, LGM.
What should I watch on TV? Presented by Edwin Watts Golf.
All right, let me ask you first. Did you watch the Manti Te'o doc?
I still haven't watched it.
You're slipping. You're slipping,
Bennett. I know, man. I really am slipping. It's been a hell of a week. I'm going to get on this, though.
What's so wrong? What's wrong?
There's a lot going on. A lot, it's been, we're dealing with all kinds of stuff up here.
I'm dealing with all kinds of stuff too.
I know you are, but I'm gonna have some free time this weekend for sure, and I'm gonna watch it.
You ever try to do a podcast, radio show, and television show all on the same day?
I have not.
I'm not saying this is hard physical labor, but it's exhausting to talk this much.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm worn out.
I can see that.
All right, can I interest you in this?
Yep.
She-Hulk.
Of course.
Attorney at law.
Who do you think you're talking to here?
What is going on here? Let me tell you what this is. Jennifer Walter is a single attorney who specializes in superhuman cases and also a 6'7" Hulk.
Yep. Yep.
Who thought of this? Who said, you know what we should do? Make a female Hulk and make her a lawyer.
Well, I mean, of course it's based on the popular comic book character She-Hulk. Yeah, I mean, I'm excited about this. My kid loves the Hulk. He loves the Incredible Hulk. And so I hope She-Hulk can deliver because we're fans of the Hulk over here. So hopefully She-Hulk's good. I'm into it. This is going to be like a like more of like a sitcom for Marvel than like a you know, like just action sequence after action sequence. So I'm interested in it. It's getting decent reviews too.
Would you hire a Hulk as your attorney?
Of course I would.
You would?
Yeah. I feel like they'd be able to protect me in multiple ways.
And if things didn't go well, just Hulk smash the judge.
Beat the crap out of everybody.
Hulk smash.
Yeah.
Is that the perm? Is that what they do, the Hulk smash?
You got it right, GP.
Okay. So it's on Disney Plus. It dropped today if you want to watch it.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, New York Times had a really long, really good profile of the great, the iconic, the brilliant, the wonderful Willie Nelson. So if you haven't checked that out yet, go check it out at the New York Times website.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Oh, it'll be Friday.
That's right.
Man, I'm so ready for tomorrow to be
Woo!
Over. I'm so ready to just get on that plane tomorrow night.
Yes, sir.
If I have one of these cancellations.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I mean, my goodness. It is bad right now. You do okay. I'm surprised that you do not have more canceled flights.
I've only got stuck in New York once this entire summer. One time. That's pretty good.
Knock on wood, man, but you've had some real luck with the flights.
Everything's been pretty good. I've been delayed a few times, but nothing too crazy. I got canceled one time and had to stay an extra night in New York, but other than that, been pretty good. So let's hope tomorrow goes well.
Yep.
Jessica Benson going to join me, Grind City Media. That'll be fun. Enjoy your night. I'll enjoy mine. We'll meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, where the legacy of sports is flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app and smart speakers say Play 92.9 ESPN, powered by DuckDuckGo.
To make this the summer event is hotter than the weather at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat, and we're waiting to put you in a new ride today. Come by, pick your ride, and Gossett will get it ordered just for you that day. No running from place to place. Pick the perfect vehicle you want at the perfect price, and it's yours. No extra charges. We Gossett cover. You won't be paying for market adjustments or added cost you can't even figure out. You will not pay more than MSRP for your new Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram or Fiat. Plus, right now get 0% APR for 72 months on 2022 Charger and Challenger and Gladiator Overland 4x4. Plus the 2022 Wagoneer 2 4x4 is 0% for 60 months. Give Gossett a buzz. We're ready to work for you. Drive past the rest. Come to the best. Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat or shop online. GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we got it.
APR on Charger, Challenger, XSD, and GT model. All pricing includes all rebates and incentives. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 9/1/2022. Dealer stock only.
Let's up your life with Let's.
It's time to be the talk of the neighborhood or lake house with that custom golf cart built by the experts at LEDS. With both new and used models, they're sure to have exactly what you need. The brand new Club Car Onward encourages families and friends to come together and enjoy being outside. Find out more at LEDSonline.com or give us a call at 901-324-8801.
LEDS. Up your life with LEDS. LEDS. Up your life.
The best sports book in Vegas is finally open in Tennessee. That's right. Superbook Sports is now ready for business in the Volunteer State. So bring the top-rated sportsbook in Vegas to the palm of your hand by downloading the Superbook Sports Tennessee app now. Superbook has it. So Tennessee, get in the game. Download the Superbook Sports app and visit superbook.com to place your wager now. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789.
Looking for better paying hourly work or even a new career? Millennium Search hires for the Mid-South's best companies like, well, we can't say the name, so let's just say we can have you ship to your new job nearly overnight. Visit jobswiththebest.com. Jobswiththebest.com.
Portions of today's program are pre-recorded.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.